Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The administration has requested Congress to okay an additional $58 million to boost security for members of the executive and judicial branches following the killing of Charlie Kirk, that from sources familiar to ABC News. Kirk's accused killer has a court hearing Tuesday. Utah Governor Spencer Cox.
He has not confessed to authorities. He is not cooperating. But all the people around him are cooperating, and I think that's very important.
Poland's president has signed a measure permitting a number of NATO troops to stay in Poland to defend against Russian drone attacks, says Poland's National Security Bureau. Officials say Ukrainian drones have struck another of Russia's largest oil refineries and sparked a fire. A year after egg prices and inflation was a political issue, eggs are up 10.9% since last year, says the Bureau of Labor Statistics. This is ABC News. With cold and flu season closing in, California lawmakers this weekend making a last-minute move to secure access to vaccines. They passed a bill to protect the state's vaccine regulations from federal interference. Dr. Peter Chin Hong, infectious disease expert at the University of California, San Francisco.
It allows the California Department of Public Health to have flexibility in terms of promoting what science says should be done, as well as protect clinicians with any liability that may come up as a result of using vaccines.
Australia's approved a world-first vaccine to protect koalas from chlamydia. The disease causes infertility and death, and koalas, an endangered species. Ricky Hatton, the former boxing world champion who rose to become one of the most popular fighters in the sport, has died. 46, found dead at home in England. Police say they don't think it's suspicious. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. For tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog developing overnight, low 62, mostly sunny, warm and humid tomorrow, heat indices near 90, an isolated shower or storm is possible later in the far west and a high of 86, and for tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, patchy fog possible late and a low of 62. Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny, the winds are out of the west at 6 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 84 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
Today is Sunday, September 14th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Enrollment at 8 of the University of Wisconsin's this fall increased, according to preliminary estimates based on day one student counts, as overall enrollment held steady. New freshman enrollment is up 3%, or nearly 900 students, according to the preliminary estimates, with 8 universities showing new freshman enrollment increases of 5% or more. However, significant declines in international students are a likely reason overall enrollment remained steady and did not increase. International enrollment could drop as much as 15% at U.S. colleges nationwide, according to NAFSA, Association of International Educators, and JB International. Overall, enrollment is 164,340 in fall of 2025, according to the preliminary estimates, down 96 students from the final 2024 fall enrollment counts. 8 of the 13 universities showed increases under the preliminary enrollments. Official enrollment counts will be released later this fall based on the 10th day of enrollment. University of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says numbers are a positive sign that Direct Admit Wisconsin is attracting new students to the universities. The program's first cohort of students enrolled this fall. Direct Admit Wisconsin offers an automatic admission to qualified high school students without requiring an application. The Wisconsin Tuition Promise also appears to be making an impact. Rossman says the program for the fall of 2025 cohort provides tuition and fees for students from families earning less than $55,000 after scholarships and other financial aid is considered. For a second time this week, a student is accused of having a gun at a Wisconsin high school. A 17-year-old who attends La Follette High School in Madison was arrested after school staff received a report that he brought a gun on Tuesday before hiding the weapon and returning to school. That's according to a Madison Police Department incident report cited by WKOW. Police used surveillance to identify the students. Officers found an unloaded handgun in a yard, ammunition in the student's backpack, and a cell phone photo of the student holding the gun that was recovered and dressed in the same clothes he wore to school. He was arrested for carrying a concealed weapon, underage possession of a firearm, and firearm possession on school property. Also Tuesday, a handgun and ammunition were found in a student's backpack at Green Bay Preble High School when police responded to fights there. A western Wisconsin county considers a hefty reduction in marijuana possession fines. La Crosse County supervisors could vote next week to lower the fine for possession from $100 plus fees to $1. Supervisor David Pierce says that's necessary because Wisconsin hasn't followed neighboring states in decriminalizing cannabis possessions. Pierce said the county doesn't need to prosecute low-level marijuana cases when law enforcement has higher priorities to address. The ordinance passed the county board's judiciary and law committee by a 4-1 vote. The Wisconsin DMV warns potential used car buyers about flood-damaged vehicles. That comes as people in southeast Wisconsin look to get rid of cars that were caught in record flooding this summer. Buyers should be watching out for all telltale signs of water damage, musty smells, water stains, mud in places it shouldn't be, and corrosion of electrical components. As always, be sure to not only inspect a vehicle yourself before buying it, but have a mechanic do an inspection as well. Any flooded vehicle must be disclosed before purchase and may already have a salvage title attached to it. If in doubt, use a service like Carfax or AutoCheck to research the vehicle's history. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Green Bay Packers and in partnership with the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, have announced that Lambeau Field is joining 10 other Wonders of Wisconsin sites across the state, adding to a growing lineup of must-visit places in Wisconsin for residents and visitors alike. Home to the only publicly owned team in the National Football League and the team with the most wins in NFL history, the Green Bay Packers' Lambeau Field's heritage and history are unmatched. Lambeau Field was established in 1957 as Green Bay City Stadium and renamed in honor of the team's co-founder, Curly Lambeau, in 1965, making it the oldest continually operated stadium built for an NFL team. Additionally, each year, Lambeau Field welcomes hundreds of thousands of cheeseheads and football fans from around the globe, thanks to its legendary players, iconic games, and signature fan experience that have made it a must-visit stadium for generations of football fans. This announcement comes on the heels of the 2025 NFL Draft hosted in Green Bay earlier this year, during which Lambeau Field and the city welcomed over 600,000 visitors from around the nation and world. In total, the three-day event generated an economic impact of approximately $105 million for the state, far surpassing previous estimates for the event. Travel Wisconsin launched the Wonders of Wisconsin in 2023, centered on a vision to celebrate the state and unforgettable destinations shaped by both natural forces and human hands within it. In addition to Lambeau Field, the Wonders of Wisconsin include the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore, Devil Lake State Park, Eagle Tower, Grandad Bluff, Kolder Andres State Park, the Milwaukee Art Museum, Taliesin, Willow Falls, Witch's Gulch, and Yerkes Observatory. More information on Wonders of Wisconsin is available on Travel Wisconsin's website. National Preparedness Month is underway, a time to remember life-saving blood products are an essential part of preparedness for every type of disaster, whether it be home fires or natural disasters such as hurricanes, flooding, and wildfires. Severe weather can disrupt blood collections by causing blood drive cancellations and impacting donors' ability to give. Additionally, trauma patients may need blood product transfusions within minutes of entering emergency rooms. Those who give now could help someone in dire moments. This month, the American Red Cross is reminding you that giving blood now helps support patients the moment they need medical care. Donors of all types, especially those with type O positive and B negative blood, are asked to make an appointment to give. Three blood drives will be held in the area this week. A blood drive will be held on Tuesday from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. Two blood drives will be held on Wednesday. The first will be from 11 to 4 at Dodgeville High School. The second will be held from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. To book a time to give blood or platelets at any blood drive, visit redcrossblood.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or use the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting nominations for the 2025 Recycling Excellence Awards. The nomination period is open until September 15th. The Recycling Excellence Awards showcase and celebrates outstanding recycling efforts, innovation, and performance for communities, tribes, nonprofits, schools, and businesses throughout Wisconsin. Food waste recovery or diversion programs are also eligible. Awards are offered in four categories: overall program, projects and initiatives, innovation and special events. Organizations can self-nominate or apply on behalf of another program. Supporting materials such as outreach materials, data graphs, and high-resolution photos should be included in the nomination. Winners of the award will be featured on the DNR's website and social media accounts. The nomination form, information about the categories, and profiles on past award winners can be found on the DNR's Wisconsin Recycling Excellence Awards webpage. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for a special trapping session with Sandhill State Wildlife Area. The deadline to apply for the 2025 through 26 trapping season is tomorrow. This opportunity will provide selected trappers a high-quality trapping experience while helping the DNR achieve its fur bearer management goals on the 9,150-acre property. Successful trappers will be required to attend a two-hour workshop at Sandhill State Wildlife Area to review information about season objectives, vehicle use regulations, and data collection instructions. Trapping permits will be issued during the workshop. More information, including the application, is available on the DNR Sandhill Outdoor Skills Center webpage. Register for the 4th Annual Great Midwest Crane Fest, celebrating community and conservation in Baraboo, Saturday and Sunday, November 15th and 16th, as thousands of sandhill cranes gather near the Wisconsin River before flying south for the winter. Witness Wisconsin's largest crane congregation and participate in guided crane viewing tours, presentations, workshops, and more. Also explore the landscape and rich histories connecting the festival host, the International Crane Foundation, and the Aldo Leopold Foundation. Festival registration includes entrance to the Aldo Leopold Foundation and International Crane Foundation, as well as events at each site, including presentations and tours of the Crane Discovery Center and the historic Leopold Shack. Additional registration is required for add-on events, including crane viewing tours and workshops. Register at Great Midwest cranefest.org/registration by tomorrow and save $10. And the Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 reminds parents and teachers to encourage students in 6th through 8th grade to enter an essay in the Patriot Pen competition and high school students to enter the Voice of Democracy for Youth scholarship opportunities. The VFW is dedicated to promoting patriotism and investing in the future generation. If you are a democracy-loving high school student interested in a $35,000 college scholarship or a patriotic middle school student interested in winning $5,000, these scholarships may be for you. The theme for the essay this year for Patriots Pen and Voice of Democracy is the same. How are you showing patriotism and support for our country? All entries are due October 31st to the local VFW Post 2267. All details along with the entry requirements can be found at vfw.org/community/youth-and-education/youth-scholarships. All inquiries can be directed to Margie Freeman at 608-647-4884. WRCO News Time is 5:15. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today is Sunday, September 14th. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76 of Muscadet, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Coleman Whitaker Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76 of Muscadet. Charlene May Cowling, 77 of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Hospital in Madison. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 5 to 7. A private family burial will be held in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery at a later date. Charlene May Cowling, 77 of Richland Center. Brenda Ott, 71 of Boscobel, died Thursday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse after numerous medical complications. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. A private burial service will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations can be made to Boscobel Area Lions Club, St. John's Lutheran Church, Boscobel EMS, or Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics Foundation. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Brenda Ott, 71 of Boscobel. James H. Alt, 86 of Spring Green, died Wednesday at home. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday, September 24th, at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Plain American Legion Post number 398. Friends may call at the church Wednesday, September 24th, from 9:30 until the time of the Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. James H. Alt, 86 of Spring Green. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59 of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home after managing heart failure for 10 years. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, September 28th at 2 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday, September 28th from noon until the time of the service at 2. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59 of Richland Center. Neil H. Jorgensen, 86 of Verona, died Monday following a courageous battle with cancer. A memorial service will be held Saturday, October 11th at Kingdom Hall, 542 Pleasant View Road, Middleton, at 2:30. Friends may call at the Kingdom Hall Saturday, October 11th from 1:30 until the time of the service at 2:30. In lieu of flowers, a donation can be made to a hospice care center of your choice, Worldwide Work of Jehovah's Witnesses, or a charity of your preference. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family. Neil H. Jorgensen, 86 of Verona.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hey there, I hope you're having a great Sunday. This is WRCO meteorologist Douglas Schumacher. Well, it feels like summer out there. With high pressure centered over Quebec, there has been plenty of movement of moisture and warmer temperatures across the Great Plains and into the upper Midwest the last few days. That trend is going to continue, and in fact, it's going to get even a few degrees warmer in the coming days, but it should remain relatively quiet across southwest Wisconsin. So for the rest of today into tonight, there'll be a few high clouds streaming in, and we could have some patchy fog developing late overnight, mainly in the river valleys that are more sheltered from the wind. Low temperatures tonight in the low 60s, then back into the mid 80s tomorrow, and with that humidity, heat indices in the afternoon will be approaching 90 degrees. Now, along with the storm system that's stalled over the plains, a few of those showers and storms could sneak into the far western portion of our listening area on Monday afternoon, so that'll be something to be alert for. But the real pattern change doesn't come until Wednesday, especially into Wednesday afternoon, as chances for showers and thunderstorms will become more widespread, and the storm system that is bringing these chances will pretty much stall out over the Midwest for a few days. So we are expecting a number of chances for showers and thunderstorms to continue the second half of the week into next weekend. Cooler temperatures then are expected as well. Your forecast for this evening: clear skies with just a couple of clouds developing overnight and patchy fog possible late, especially in the river valleys. Low of 62 degrees with winds from the east 3 to 8. During the day on Monday, mostly sunny, warm, and humid. Heat indices in the afternoon near 90 degrees. An isolated shower or storm possible late in the far western part of the area. High of 86, winds from the southeast 3 to 8. On Monday night, mostly cloudy with patchy fog possible late. Low of 62 with calm winds. And on Tuesday, partly cloudy and still warm with a high of 86, winds from the south-southeast 5 to 10. Looking ahead to Wednesday, increasing clouds with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, low of 61, high of 84. On Thursday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers likely along with a few thunderstorms, low of 60, high of 80. On Friday, scattered showers and storms throughout the day with mostly cloudy skies, turning cooler with a low of 59 and a high of 75. And on Saturday, cooler still with more showers and storms through the day, low 55, high 71 degrees. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Douglas Schumacher. Have a great week.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny, and our temperature is 82, and our heat index is at 86. And that's after a high today of 84 and a morning low of 60. Yesterday's high was 85, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1939 is 93 degrees, and the record low of 30 degrees was set back in 1975. Last year's high was 84 with a low of 58. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:14 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:41. Winds are out of the west at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.98 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 82 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in. It's great for people who love saving money, like someone who likes to haggle, even at self-checkout.
$10.99.
I'll give you $7.
$10.99.
Okay, $8.
Calling for assistance.
Ha! I knew I was wearing you down.
Get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency, serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
In a game heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, Jose Furman and Nathan Church hit RBI singles as the St. Louis Cardinals scored all their runs in the second inning of a 3-2 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers today. The victory kept the Cardinals from going winless during a six-game road trip. Milwaukee lost a day after becoming the first major league team to clinch a playoff berth. Caleb Durbin and Danny Jansen hit solo homers for Milwaukee. Those were the only runs St. Louis' Miles Mikolas allowed in his five innings. So the Brewers will have the day off tomorrow, and they will be hosting the Angels for a three-game series at American Family Field on Tuesday. First pitch will be at 6:40, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 6:05. Elsewhere in the majors today, the Cubs beat the Rays 4-3, so now the Brewers are 5.5 games ahead of the Cubs for the division title. And for the National League title, the Phillies lost to the Royals 10-3, so Milwaukee remains two games ahead of Philadelphia. Also today, the Nationals beat the Pirates 4-3. It was the Braves over the Astros 8-3. The Blue Jays defeated the Orioles 11-2. The Mets beat the Rangers 5-2. It was the Guardians over the White Sox 3-2. And the Tigers shut out the Marlins 2-0. Also, the Diamondbacks beat the Twins 6-4. Games that are currently being played, it's in the top of the ninth inning. The Athletics are leading the Reds. In the bottom of the seventh, it's the Dodgers leading the Giants 8-1. The Mariners are leading the Angels 11-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. And also in the bottom of the seventh inning, it is the Padres one run ahead of the Rockies by a score of 7-6. And tonight's Sunday night baseball game features the Red Sox hosting the Yankees. The Milwaukee Brewers have grown accustomed to outperforming forecasts every year, but this season might represent their most remarkable accomplishment yet. The Brewers have the best record in the majors and are now the first team to clinch a playoff berth. The New York Mets 3-2 loss to the Texas Rangers yesterday sealed at least a National League wild card for Milwaukee, according to MLB. The Brewers responded by displaying the tenacity that helped them get to this point. They rallied from a 5-run deficit to beat the St. Louis Cardinals 9-8 in 10 innings last night. Brandon Aubrey kicked a 46-yard field goal on the final play of overtime after tying a 64-yarder to end regulation, and the Dallas Cowboys beat the New York Giants 40-37 in a thrilling duel between star quarterbacks Dak Prescott and Russell Wilson. The Cowboys extended their winning streak against the NFC East rivals to 9 games. It's the longest active streak in the NFL among division opponents. Prescott beat the Giants for their 14th consecutive time since losing both starts against them as a rookie in 2016. Overtime was on the verge of going scoreless after the teams combined for 5 go-ahead touchdowns in the final 12 minutes of the fourth quarter. George Halani pounced on a live ball in the end zone for an improbable touchdown, and the Seattle Seahawks took advantage of sloppy play by the Pittsburgh Steelers to pull off a 31-17 surprise. The Seahawks had taken a 3-point lead early into the fourth quarter on Jason Myers' 54-yard field goal when the ensuing kickoff bounced over the hands of Steelers rookie Caleb Johnson and into the end zone. While Johnson turned his back and walked towards the bench, Halani raised to the end zone and fell on the ball. That was enough for Seattle on a day that Aaron Rodgers struggled. Sam Darnold threw 2 touchdown passes for the Seahawks. Lamar Jackson threw 4 touchdown passes, and the Baltimore's defense harassed Joe Flacco throughout his return to Charm City as the Ravens dispatched the Cleveland Browns by a score of 41-17. After holding Cincinnati to 141 yards in a 1-point loss to the Bengals last week, the Cleveland defense delivered another inspiring performance, limiting Derrick Henry to just 24 yards on 11 rushing attempts and forcing the Ravens to work for every inch. But the Browns were mostly inept on offense. Flacco, a former Super Bowl winning quarterback for the Ravens, playing his first game in Baltimore as an opposing player, went 25-45 for 199 yards, a touchdown with an interception and a lost fumble. Elsewhere in the NFL today, the Lions beat the Bears by a score of 52-21. The Bengals defeated the Jaguars 31-27. It was the 49ers over the Saints 26-21. The Bills beat the Jets 30-10. The Patriots over the Dolphins 33-27, and the Rams beat the Titans 33-19. In the later games today that are going on right now, the Broncos are leading the Colts by a score of 28-23. That's in the fourth quarter with 13:02 left. With 9:47 left in the fourth quarter, the Cardinals are leading the Panthers 27-9. And with 14:01 left in the fourth quarter, the Eagles are leading the Chiefs by a score of 13-10. In tonight's Sunday night matchup, it's the Vikings hosting the Falcons. It'll be the Buccaneers at the Texans tomorrow at 6, and also tomorrow at 9, the Raiders will be facing the Chargers. And as you all know, the Packers had the day off today after that big Thursday night win. And so the Packers are going to be playing next Sunday. They will be taking on the Browns in Cleveland, and that'll have a noon kickoff time. And you'll be able to hear that game right here on WRCO 100.9 FM with the pregame starting at around 10 o'clock. Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow left the game after he suffered a left toe injury during the second quarter against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Burrow was sacked by Jaguars defensive tackle Arik Armstead for a 5-yard loss at the Bengals' 35-yard line with 9:02 remaining in the first half. It was the second time Burrow had been sacked in the game. The Bengals announced late in the third quarter that Burrow would miss the rest of the game. Texas A&M made a big jump into the top 10 of the Associated Press college football poll today after its dramatic win at Notre Dame, and the Irish became the first team since 1988 to stay in the top 25 with an 0-2 record. Ohio State, Penn State, and LSU remained in the top three remain the top three teams, with Miami moving up to number four and Georgia to number five, even after a close call at number 15, Tennessee. Oregon slipped two spots to number six despite a 20-point road win against Northwestern and was followed by Florida State, Texas, Illinois, and the Aggies. UCLA has fired football coach Deshaun Foster after the team started the season 0-3. Athletic director Martin Germond announced the decision today. The move came after the Bruins lost to New Mexico, 35-10 on Friday, marking the second straight loss to a Mountain West Conference opponent. Foster, who took over from Chip Kelly in February of 2024, had a 5-10 record with the team. The Bruins were also defeated by Utah and UNLV this season. Tim Skipper will serve as interim coach for the remainder of the season, which includes games against three highly ranked Big Ten conference opponents. And Germany has added a Eurobasket title to its World Cup crown. Dennis Schroeder scored the game's final 6 points, leading Germany to an 88-83 victory over Turkey today in the gold medal game. This marks Germany's first Eurobasket title since 1993. Franz Wagner contributed 18 points, while Schroeder finished with 16 points and 12 assists. The game saw 15 lead changes and 11 ties. Alperen Sengun led Turkey with 28 points early today. Greece secured the bronze medal by defeating Finland 92-89, with Giannis Antetokounmpo scoring 30 points and grabbing 17 rebounds. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home. Families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
The Post-Crib Assembly Press Conference, brought to you by Progressive.
Michael, you had some trouble putting the crib together today. What went wrong?
You know, those instructions can be tough, and, you saw the outcome.
Were you upset when your wife pulled you and called in the backup?
No, I mean, the baby needs a crib to sleep in, so whatever it takes.
You've got a changing table to put together next. It's got a lot of drawers. What's your comment?
You know what? We're done here.
Like it or not, sometimes you need a backup. That's why there's Progressive, to protect your home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413. Today.
Looking for a fun-filled weekend with a touch of tradition? Then head to Viola, Wisconsin for the 94th annual Viola Horse and Colt Show, Friday, September 19th and Saturday, September 20th. This two-day celebration has something for everyone. From the lively ground parade to thrilling horse, truck, and tractor pulls, there's no shortage of excitement. Stroll through the bustling midway, enjoy mouth-watering fair food, and try your luck in the raffle, featuring not one, but two $2,500 cash prizes. And don't forget the big finale. Tim Daniels' band takes the stage Saturday night to keep the party going strong. It's a weekend packed with entertainment, tradition, and hometown charm. Join the fun at the Viola Horse and Colt Show now in its 94th year. For full event details, visit ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com. That's ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Like a darn fool, 'cause she walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, 'cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85. got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good, I bet it was great. God made a man, and man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a ball. Dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band. That's a cover man. I know why they're here. Didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world in 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made a man, and man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel.
Shoot! Two tequila, three tequila more. If I had a little sense, I would have stopped at four. Instead of cursing your name on the bathroom floor, swear to God I won't drink tequila no more.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me still upset you, but I've just got to make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. I guess I always knew I couldn't hold you, but I'd never be the one to set you free. Like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. Yes, I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I know I can. And I'm leaving here a better man.
That was Clint Black with Better Man on Country and Community. Our time is 5:47. Ladies, billfold was found at Oakwood Fruit Farm today by the Brat Stand. If the call Oakwood Fruit Farm at 608-585-2701 to correctly describe the billfold and give correct name before claiming the missing wallet. And that was in our found department from Lost and Found, and that was just submitted to us today. Also yesterday in Lost, a pure black male cat named Rock. Rock was lost in the Rockbridge area on County Double D. There is a $100 reward for whomever finds him. Give a call to 608-206-4702. And also found a tricolored male beagle dog found on the Blue River area. If this sounds like your beagle, give a call to 608-604-8213. All right, coming up at the top of the hour will be Old Country with your host, Bo Hinrichs. Bo will be bringing you some great classic country music for your entertainment, and Bo knows classic country. So be sure to tune in tonight from 6 till midnight right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app for Old Country with your host, Bo Hinrichs.
No matter what you're craving, it's always better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For over 100 years, A&W has been crafting that signature flavor with real cane sugar and a secret blend of ingredients that's downright delicious. Whether it's a hot summer day or just time for a treat, nothing hits the spot like A&W root beer. Stop by and sip the tradition. Made fresh and served right. Your hometown A&W is on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Head to Viola for the 94th Annual Horse and Colt Show, September 19th and 20th. Catch the big parade, horse and tractor pulls, raffle prizes, and family fun. Sponsored by Chicken Ridge Farm, Johnson Tractor, D&T Well Service, and Strang Heating and Electric. Learn more at ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
It's apple season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh pick favorites like Honeycrisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Perfect for eating or cooking. Sip on fresh apple cider, and in the bakery, hot apple cider donuts made fresh daily, homemade caramel apples, turnovers, cookies, and even take and bake pies. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. And while you're there, brighten your porch with beautiful fall mums and pick your own grapes. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily, 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
100.9 WRCO. There's a big old hole that goes right through the soul of this old shoe, and the water on the ground ain't got no place else it's found. It's only got one thing left to do. Just creep on in, creep on in. And once it has begun, it won't stop until it's done sneaking in. There's a silver moon, came a little too soon. Oh, for me to bear, it shines brightly on my bed, and the shadows overhead won't let me sleep as long as it's there. Just creep on in, creep on in. And once it has begun, it won't stop until it's done. There's a big old hole that goes right through my soul. Oh, that ain't nothing new. So as long as you're around, I got no place else you've found. There's only one thing left for you to do. You just creep on in. Creep on in. And once you have begun, you don't stop until you're done sneaking in. And once it has begun, you won't stop until it's done sneaking in. And once it has begun, don't stop until it's done. Sneaking in, sneaking in,
sneaking in,
sneaking in,
creeping in,
sneaking in,
sneaking in,
sneaking in,
sneaking in,
creeping in.
Gonna keep creeping on in,
creep,
creeping in.
That was Ann Wilson with Songs About Whiskey. Our time is 5:58, so it's time for me to wrap things up and make way for Old Country with your host, Bo Hinrichs. Thank you for making WRCO a part of your day. I'll be back again. I got tomorrow off, so I'll be back again Tuesday and bringing you the sports report at 5:20 and then have some music after the ag report. But so keep it tuned right here for Old Country, and then over during the overnight hours, we'll have some more great music. And then at 5 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, it'll be light in the Milk House Show with Phil Nee. Taking us up to the top of the hour and Old Country, we have Coffee Anderson with Happy and You Know It. Have a good night, everybody, and stay safe.
Lift them up, tip them back. Ain't nothing can't be fixed with a little ice cold six pack. Shotgun, flip cup, can't get enough. Tonight we're chugging like a John Deere. And if you're happy and you know it, let me hear. If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. Get your country on the show, it sounds pretty good, don't it? If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. Get your country on the show, it sounds pretty good.
on a tailgate with the crickets on a moonlit fire pit, muddy riverbank. Gotta love the high life, uh-huh, can't get enough. No beer left behind around here. And if you're happy and you know it, let me hear.
Let me hear, let me hear.
If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. Get your country on a show, it sounds pretty good, don't it? If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. Get your country on a show, it sounds pretty good, don't it? If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. If life's weighing you down, drink a beer. Mud and laws in town, drink a beer. If you're feeling kind of thirsty or you wanna get flirty, you just came to party, drink a beer. Never hurt nobody, drink a beer. If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. Get your country on a show, it sounds pretty good, don't it? If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. Get your country on a show, it sounds pretty good, don't it? If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. If life's weighing you down, drink a beer. Mud and laws in town, drink a beer. If you're feeling kinda thirsty or you wanna get flirty, you just came to party, drink a beer. Get your country on a shake it, life is what you make it. I'm so glad that I can taste it. Drink a beer.
WRCO 100.9 FM.